This month, on June the 18th, marks what would have been the 90th birthday of the legendary Klaus Wunderlich, and so I hope you'll enjoy this look back at some of his career highlights. I'm Alan Ashton, and you're in tune with Organ First Radio. Klaus died on October the 28th, 1997, at the age of 66, and the world lost, without doubt, one of the most popular electronic organists, a Gold Award-winning star with an unbreakable record for recordings in the popular organ world genre. That tune, Pizzicato Ahead, was the one I used for many years in my Radio Manchester broadcasting days, and was just one of many, many compositions that he wrote. And no doubt there will be some others as I trawl through my collection to bring you examples of the artistry and innovative ways which he explored, perfected and commercialised throughout his lifetime. All the tracks are taken from original LPs and EPs, and it's from one of those 7-inch recordings that this first track is taken. Its title, It Was Always So Nice With You.
Thank you.
It Was Always So Nice With You, the title track from the 1954 West German musical comedy film, which would more than likely place that recording by Klaus in or around that year. The majority of the tracks from the 20 or so EPs that were released on the Telefunken label eventually made their way onto LPs as they became more popular. Such was the case of this next track from an EP titled 100% Swing, on which he makes his first appearance with German accordionist maestro Hubert Deringer. It's called The Boulevard Stroll. Boulevard Bummel, or Boulevard Stroll if you prefer your actual English, was one of Klaus's own compositions. Recordings of Klaus with other artists are very thin on the ground because once he'd established himself as a popular sales figure for Telefunken, they concentrated on presenting him as a solo artist, and quite right too. However, Klaus was very much into the jazz scene, and this next track finds him in the company of the New Hanover Jazz Group, and it's a rare broadcast transcription from 1954 with Klaus on piano. The tune is that good old favourite, Fascinating Rhythm. 1959 saw the release of his first solo LP, albeit one that contained most of, if not all of the tracks, that he'd previously laid down as 45s. The LP title was Hammond Specialities to Dance To, and included this toe-tapper, It's Only a Paper Moon. It's Only a Paper Moon. In 1963, he issued a solo piano LP with the English title of In a Tender Rhythm, which to some extent follows the style of piano playing that he'd recorded with the New Hanover Jazz Group, but this time with his own uncredited rhythm group, playing Bye Bye Blues, Caravan, Whispering and Rocket Plane. Thank you. Once again, that last tune, Rocket Plane, was one of his own compositions. Now, it took me quite a number of years to track down a copy of this next LP, which was not released in the UK to the best of my knowledge. Kauft einen bunten Luftballon, or Buy Yourself a Yellow Balloon, comes from the 1961 West German-Austrian film bearing that title. Once again, Telefunken was still pairing Klaus up with other artists, and in this case, it's Sonja Michael with a group called the Centuris, of which very little seems to be known, except this seems to be their most popular LP. I wonder why. Anyway, with Klaus on Hammond, this is Bessima Mucho. Bessima Mucho from the LP Kauft einen Luftballon. And there are only four solo Hammond organ tracks on it, and all had been previously issued. Interestingly, despite sharing the billing for the complete session, there's no sleeve note background information about Sonja Michael or the male group. Everything is written about Klaus. Until it became more widely known, the name of Chris Waxman had a lot of people wondering who he was, especially as he played and sounded like Klaus. The fact of the matter is that it was Klaus Wunderlich, but some marketing guy at Decca Records, who were the UK distributors of Telefunken recordings back then, decided that sales would not be good if it was known that Klaus was German by birth. After all, they did bomb our chip shops. So copies of Organized do bear the name of Chris Waxman, but ironically, it turned out to be the one LP that seems to have been copied and reissued, not to mention its tracks being extracted for compilations more than any in his complete recorded output. From it, here is the popular theme from Dr. Zhivago. Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago. 1967 saw the release of the first of 10 volumes in a series titled Hammond Pops, which came to an end in 1973, which roughly equates to 2 releases each year. Some years ago, Klaus's wife Traudel sent me one of the framed gold discs that he'd been awarded throughout those years. And so, from that very disc, which happens to be Volume 5, this is one of those groundbreaking Gold Award-winning medleys. El Conde Pasa, Girls Are Everywhere, and Na Na Hey Hey, Kissing Goodbye, all taken from Hammond Pops Volume 5, released back in 1970. Well, it wasn't long before Klaus's name became associated with television and broadcasting, particularly with big band names such as Kurt Egelhagen and Werner Müller. His name was also associated as being accompanist to famous singer Caterina Valenti and her brother Silvio. But the only complete LP that appears to have been commercially available appears to be the one with Gerd, or Jerry Wilton, and his 28-piece orchestra called Superstar Sound Hammond Gala, released in 1971. Jerry Wilton and his 28-piece orchestra, of course with Klaus also, and giving it there the big band treatment, The Man I Love. In 1971, Klaus began to release a new series of pop organ LPs, which for a short while ran concurrent with his Hammond Pop series. The new series was titled Hits Again, which ran for only 5 volumes, with that final one, released in 1973, being quite significant inasmuch it was the very first one that featured his new pop organ sound, comprising of Hammond, Lowry and Versi models. Thank you. Waterloo, Teenage Rampage and Devil Gate Drive. Back in 1973, Klaus began experimenting with a Moog synthesizer, and with a complex track mix of 12 tracks or more, he released the first of three titles in a series called Sound 2000. A great deal of work went into these releases, which, it subsequently transpired, the German fans did not like, so he eventually sold the Moog. But Volume 2 in the series features his electronic modulated Bechstein piano with drums, guitar, bass, and his electronic computerized brain caused the following arrangement of Fascination to evolve. Fascination from the Sound 2000 Volume 2 album. Anyway, before he sold off the Moog, he did make another LP, which in reality shows off just what fun he could have with this temporary addition to his home studio. And what better track to include this month than the one titled Birthday Serenade by classical composer Karl-Emil Paul Linke. Thank you. Birthday Serenade from his amazingly technically achieved synthesizer Gags LP. Now, if anyone asked me which of all his recordings is my favourite, I would have to say that Dream Concerto is certainly in my top three. It represents a very romantic side of Klaus, and without any shadow of a doubt, had to be the best demonstration of the Hohner range of instruments current in 1977. With Hermann Mutschler on drums, here is the lovely Gershwin classic, Summertime. Summertime, just one of 24 beautifully arranged tunes from his Dream Concerto Liebestraum double album. This next track has a personal story behind it, which stems from an interview that I did with him at BBC Radio Manchester. I'd prepared myself to talk about his career right from his earliest recordings and took with me representative recordings going back to his EP days. When he came into the studio and saw all the discs laid out, he questioned why I'd brought them with me, to which I gave him my idea for the basis of the programme. With a wave of his hand, he told me he was not prepared to talk about any of them and dismissed them with a rather uncomplimentary word, adding, "I will only talk about the recording I've just made and the one I'm in the process of making." And I didn't have either. Luckily for me, it wasn't a live edition of the show, and he arranged for a promotional copy of his latest series, Pop Organ Hit Party Volume 1, to be sent in time to slot into the eventual broadcast transmission a week later. His personal choice from the LP was this one, Angel of Mine and Strings of Paradise. Angel of Mine and Strings of Paradise, the latter tune being one of his own compositions and a prime example of how, when he didn't have a current pop tune to link with the first track, he set about composing a complementary one in order to extend the medley. Apart from the Hohner demo double LP, Klaus did a few for the early range of Versi kit pack organs that suddenly became all the rage in the early 70s. The first of these releases on the Versi label itself was Versi Time 1, but which has absolutely no indication that Klaus is the artist, together with his wife as commentator. Hidden away on several tracks is a composer by the name of Kay Lauer, which is the pseudonym which Klaus used on many of his own compositions, including the only full-length track on Versi Time 1, which Klaus titled, what else but Versi Time Overture.
Thank you.
By the mid-90s, Klaus had made the decision to basically go it alone as far as releasing new recordings was concerned. The short contracts offered to him by Ariola, Odeon, Polydor and EMI had not been as satisfying as those by Telefunken, who had by that time ceased to be part of the recording scene anyway. His final commercially released recording was originally marketed via a German Organ World magazine and was a CD titled Klaus Wunderlich Special, released some 12 months before he suddenly passed away. It was subsequently re-released in 1999 by the German record label Bell Music, following on from a recording that was originally only intended to be a personal gift that he wanted to give to his friends. Bell Music released this as Concerto Grosso, also in 1999, and it was his attempt to prove that he could produce fantastic sounds without any double tracking. In effect, this entire CD is representative of a live concert recording. Thank you. with that brilliantly executed performance of the intermezzo from the Tanzerish Suite by Edvard Kunek, we come to the end of this special programme dedicated to the one and only Klaus von der Lisch. In putting together this programme, I do realise that it's not been possible to include so many other recording milestones in the career of this wonderfully gifted organist, but I do hope that you've enjoyed some, if not all, of the tracks. And so, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.